Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Hey, Max Living Nation. This is Dr. Ryan Berlin and Ashley Berlin, and we are back with another episode of the Max Living Podcast, and we're just excited to be here today. We're talking about headaches.
Yes, headaches. There's a lot of people out there suffering with headaches, and it really breaks my heart. And one, I don't know, like a big piece of that is just the fact that I know that chiropractic has such a direct impact on headaches. And I know you don't have to live like that.
Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about this episode of the Max Living Podcast is specifically on natural ways to relieve tension headaches. But in order to talk about tension headaches, I think we need to differentiate a little bit. And headaches in general all share a very similar cause. We're not going to talk about treating headaches.
No, we don't treat anything.
Because treating headaches really implies that we're trying to alleviate something or we're trying to get rid of something, and we're putting the condition before the cause. Yeah. So if you've watched the show, you've watched the Max Living Podcast at all, you know that we're all about putting the cause before the condition, meaning we don't want to treat your headache. You could do that with over-the-counters, dangerous pharmaceuticals. You could do that with many different things. I mean, you could put your head in a bucket full of ice water or whatever you want to do. Our goal is not to treat your headaches. Our goal is that you no longer have headaches. Our goal is let's find the cause and let's figure out how to address the cause of why you're exhibiting this pattern in symptomology anyway. And our goal is not to get rid of your symptoms. Our goal is to correct the cause so that you no longer have symptoms ever because you fixed the cause of the condition.
Right, exactly. And that is why you love your Max Living doctor, right? Because when you go into your Max Living practice and you go and you meet with them and you talk about what's going on in your life and you talk about those health challenges that you're trying to overcome, your Max Living doctor never says to you, let me put a Band-Aid on that, right? He's always trying to get down to the root cause of what's going on. And I think it's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, so, all right, let's get into headaches and then we're going to tell some stories and go through and walk through this from a chiropractic five essentials perspective. So there's multiple kinds of headaches. And I think it's important to understand what the different types are. Like people, you can have headaches from sinus problems. Usually that's like in the front of your face, around your nose, your eyes. People know what that feels like if they get sinus headaches, because you know, I don't just have a headache. My sinuses are what's aggravating me. And I would even say, if you could go back one step further, why are your sinuses a problem? There's cluster headaches. So usually those are in like areas like this, like around the eye. They're like specific to a certain area. They're just like a cluster of irritation.
Right, right. There's lots of charades happening in the studio today.
Yeah, migraine headaches. Trying to give you the visual here. Migraine headaches are, if you were to split a line down the side of your face, they're typically one-sided. Also, migraine headaches usually have accompanying like nausea, vomiting. You might throw up. You might feel like you have to go to bed. Visual disturbances. It's called prodrome. When you feel the migraine coming on, you can see auras, stuff like that. People who have migraines know they have migraines because they have like a sixth sense about headaches. They're like, oh, I feel a headache coming on, which, but tension headaches are different. So tension headaches are like what people in our offices will call your normal headaches. I just get normal headaches. And the reality
is big quotes around normal headaches.
There's no, like headaches aren't normal. Sure. Headaches are abnormal physiology. Headaches are something going wrong. Therefore, there's no such thing as a normal headache, but we often misplace that word. And we've talked about this. We misplace that word normal with common. Like tension headaches are the most common type of headache, and they're increased by stress. They're increased sometimes by triggers with food or environment. They're increased sometimes with noise or light, but typically it's something in an environment that's constantly creating a distress on the body that will cause those headaches to become really active. So we don't want to talk about all the causative factors. Like you could avoid caffeine and you could avoid, you know, whatever, like foods and different chemicals. And like we wrote an entire article on some of the things that do trigger this. When I say we, Max Living, and that's great. And you want to address that, but what we really want to get to the core of is why there's an underlying fundamental cause. And the headache, there's a reason why it's developing. And yes, these other things will, the way I've always described this, like if there's a breaking point at which your physiology is going to change, if you have enough stress or enough damage to whatever the, and we'll tell you what it is in a minute, but whatever the organ, tissue, or cell is, if here's the breaking point. And if you're walking around chronically with a physiological stress level that's up here, it doesn't take much to trigger you and get you over the edge. Right. Before you have a headache or some other symptom. However, if we can find out what this underlying cause is that's causing all this dysfunction and stress, and if we can minimize this and get your body in a state of healing where that starts to get better, and we get this down here, there's no level of triggers that you're going to experience that's going to get you to this point.
Right. And I think this is a beautiful thing. Here's a big point here is that typically if you're listening to a podcast on headaches, if you're reading an article on headaches, if you're Googling about headaches, if you're going to your favorite, you know, natural healthcare website to look up a natural ways to relieve a tension headache, you're going to find a list of like these stressors, like these things that trigger or exacerbate a tension headache, right? And stress, anxiety, fatigue, hunger, dehydration, poor posture, all of those things will be on the list. And can they exacerbate a headache? Absolutely. But I think that there's a bigger thing that we're getting to here.
Well, so if we go back in chiropractic history, we talked about there's three causes to subluxation of the spine. So subluxations of the spine are when the bones of the spine misalign and they put pressure on nerves and those nerves begin to dysfunction. And so in a headache, I'm going to clue you guys in on this one. That's the secret. That's where headaches come from. They come from pressure and damage on nerves. Those nerves have a stress response to that. There's tension, there's muscle spasm, there's inflammation that develops as those nerves become damaged. And that's where headaches come from. Why do some people get migraines and some people get clusters? Different nerves agitated in different ways, different subluxation patterns. So that being said, we go back in chiropractic history, there were only three causes to subluxation that the founders of chiropractic talked about. And this was back in the early 1900s. They said there's only three causes to a bone misaligning. Physical stress, meaning somebody like whacked you upside the neck or head and or posture or some sort of physical stress. You're on your computer all day doing this in front of your computer with your head forward or your phone, kids with video games, sleeping positions. Go back a couple weeks ago when we talked about sleep and like head turned to the side, you know, sleeping on your stomach, being in a position where you're almost guaranteeing subluxation. So physical trauma. Number two, emotional trauma. How do emotions create subluxations? Really simple. Have you ever been stressed out throughout the day, boss, this, deadlines, whatever, and you get home and you're just like, shoulders are tense?
Not a once, babe. Not a once.
You're not talking about me.
Right. It's just been easy breezy sailing my whole life.
So what happens when you're having all that tension in the trapezius muscles and the suboccipital muscles, you're in front of a computer, you're stressed out. So when that happens, they say the issues are in the tissues, that we physiologically hold on to stress in our muscles. Our muscles start to guard and protect. Well, muscles are attached to bones. So when that muscle becomes chronically tight or stressed, what happens is it starts to pull against leverage or anchor points. And those leverage or anchor points are vertebra. And those vertebra actually get pulled out of alignment or get pulled in abnormal positions. And then that creates stress, damage, and tension within the nervous system, which can lead to those headaches.
I love this. Wait, we can't let this go. The issues in the tissue. Come on. I feel like this is a song. I feel like we should break out into song right now about that.
The issues are in the tissues.
Exactly.
We embody our emotions.
Right.
So think about like not our kids ideally, but think about somebody who maybe is growing up in a family where they're being talked to very negatively all the time. They're being talked down to. What is their posture, their demeanor going to look like over time? Like they're afraid to make eye contact maybe, so they keep their head down. Maybe they're, you know what I mean? They're like the whole posture takes on. That is literally the emotions becoming a physiological adaptation within the body. Yeah. And their whole posture can change as a result of that.
And it doesn't just have to be a kid that experiences that.
No.
I mean, you can remember, like there's adults right now that can remember their childhood and they can remember.
When I yell at the dogs, they like put their head down, their tail goes.
Right,
and there's
exactly.
A posture that they take on from an emotional response to stress that
but
happens.
But it even happens in adulthood, right?
Yeah. Where our dogs are driving me nuts right now, by the way.
We're going to get a lot of dog examples over the next few weeks until these guys get straightened out. But no, you're right. And it can happen. Like, it can happen in adulthood. As an adult, you can have that where you maybe you have a confrontation with your boss. Maybe you have a confrontation Absolutely. With a spouse or a loved one or just in general. I mean, my gosh, out in public, the amount of confrontations that have happened over the past few years.
And it doesn't always have to be negative. Like, think of nursing moms. Like, there's a posture to nursing, but also nursing is like, you're holding on to this kid. You're loving them. You're looking down at them. There's this appreciation, but it takes on a whole posture. And there's an emotional thing there that, like, you're literally just like wrapping your body around this child and looking down at him and adoring him. But like, it takes on a posture. I remember when you were having headaches post-pregnancy that we actually had to re-x-ray you. Yeah. And this is a great point. If you're a patient in a Max Living office and you're under maintenance care, there are times that it's wise to let your doctor know things are going on and maybe even ask them, because we don't read minds, but ask them, is there potentially a need for me to go back through some corrective care? Ashley used to go back through corrective care after every single pregnancy.
Every single time I had a baby, I went back through corrective care.
Yeah, so your normal is every week. You play tennis, you're active, you're working on a computer, so weekly is your normal. And then when we would go through corrective care, you would get adjusted 3 times a week for a period of about, I would say, 8 to 10 weeks, somewhere along that line, post-pregnancy, to try to restore her cervical curve, her posture and her shoulders, you know, her belly being out in front of her. Like, there's a need for corrective care. One of the biggest mistakes I ever made, I was having migraine headaches post-car accident. I was a chiropractic patient when I was a kid, but at 16 years old, I actually got into 2 car accidents within a couple of years. And I was having migraine headaches chronically. And one of the unfortunate things back then, and, you know, I don't blame this person, I didn't probably communicate this well, was nobody ever told me post-car accident that I should go back through some corrective care for the trauma, the new trauma that happened. Right. So I just kept up with my weekly appointments and playing soccer and hockey and baseball and in front of computers and all this stuff. And so it just wasn't enough to offset the damage that had occurred during this car accident. So I actually back then wasn't having migraines. I was having more tension headaches, headaches across the front of my head kind of daily. And so we'll get to the cause of this and like, how does that subluxation I had in the car accident create a headache? But ultimately the big thing was I needed to go back through some corrective care. Now, if you're not a patient, if you've never been adjusted, then that's super important to understand. Because we're talking to people who have, they're already under care and there's new traumas that can happen. Right. But let's get to the cause of where these headaches come from. Yeah. So all of the nerves that go to every single part of your head, from your forehead to your temples, to the back of the head, just underneath the occiput where headaches can happen. But typically tension headaches are a band. They feel like a band across the forehead. All of the nerves that go into the head come, every single nerve in the head, none of them come from your lower back. They all come from your upper neck. So physiologically, there's zero chance that you can have a headache and your upper neck nerves aren't involved, because they're what's controlling vasodilation. It's controlling all the blood vessels. It's controlling, you know, just the tension in the muscles. The nerves actually control how the muscles react, and are they tight or are they calm? All of that. So physiologically, any response you're going to have on a cardiovascular, blood vessel, vasculature basis, or on a muscular basis, all of that's coming through the nervous system. The nervous system is at the root of it. Right. So could there be a problem with the muscles? Sure. There could be a muscle spasming just on its own from a lack of like a nutrient, maybe magnesium potentially. Right. Sure. That could happen.
Could you be having stress at your job? Sure. Could you be feeling anxious about something? Sure.
But what regulates that and what also controls the healing, meaning your ability to recover from it, is your nervous system, and specifically the nerves coming out of the very upper neck, your first cranial nerve or your first spinal nerves out of the upper neck. And then also your, when you look at the cranial nerves, the first couple cranial nerves that come off the brainstem also go up into the head. And so when you look at why would those nerves be dysfunctioning, then that leads us back to subluxation. And so if you're new to this, a subluxation is the condition of a vertebra that's lost its normal alignment. It's no longer moving properly and it's no longer in a good position. And what that causes is it causes stress and it causes damage and it causes irritation to the physiology of the nerves. So it's not necessarily that the nerves are dying right now. Right. It's that it's creating abnormal responses and abnormal firing of those nerves. Action potential is the word. And those nerves start to get irritated and it creates dysfunction. And then what's on the other end of those nerves? Muscles, blood vessels, et cetera. So are those going to function more normal or more abnormal? The answer is more abnormal. And so when you have this abnormal response, you get vasoconstriction or vasodilation, you get muscles that are spasming, and then that results in different types of headaches. Now, why would some people get it here and some people get it across here and some people get it back here? It's simple. Different nerves control different areas. And so when your max living doctor is assessing this, they're not trying to treat the headache. They're trying to look for the cause and they're looking for what vertebra is out of alignment, creating what type of stress to what nerve. And then that helps us to understand what we need to do to correct those problems.
Right, which is a beautiful thing. I mean, it is a life-altering concept when you understand that your nervous system controls and coordinates every single function in your body. And all you have to do when you partner with that max living doctor of yours, and when you go in there and when you say, all right, let's get to the bottom of this and let's figure this out. All you have to do is find those subluxations and correct them.
Yeah. Again, we're not trying to chase around every little symptom or any little problem. And sometimes symptoms are so misleading that people are like, I've been having these headaches, but I'm also having some digestive issues. Do you think they could be related? Or, you know, and you can get into this whole thing of like going down the rabbit hole. As a max living chiropractor, we simply analyze the spine, we do an exam, we take x-rays, and we look for subluxations. We correct those subluxations of the spine. We get pressure off the nerves heal, the body heals better, Right. And headaches go away. So I'll share a story. You guys, you remember Isaiah?
Yes. Yes.
So there's a family that Ashley and I have had the pleasure of knowing for a long time. We love them. The dad's in, so he was working for Johnson & Johnson back in the day, and now he's in seminary and preaching, and the wife is actually now an insurance agent, but at the time she was a stay-at-home mom, and they had four kids. So they had one child and then had another child, and then they went for their third and had twins.
Oh, gosh, it's so good.
The dad's Dwayne, he calls it a BOGO. He got a BOGO, buy one, get one. And he talks about everybody should go from two to four just because he wants them to experience what he experienced. But their firstborn, his name was Isaiah. So Isaiah had, and we have full permission to talk about this case. They love us dearly and have allowed us to share this story for over probably 10 years now. So Isaiah was young and they'd been a neurologist, neurosurgeons. They'd been at children's hospital. They'd been all this stuff. And he was having chronic migraines. They were tension headaches most of the time, and then migraines at their worst. So they would be all across his head. You could see his eyes, like he just looked heavy. He looked stressed, tired. And then at the same time, if they got really bad, then they would turn into more of a migraine type symptom. But it was chronic headaches. And they actually referred to these, and this is a category we didn't talk about, tension headaches, cluster headaches, migraine headaches, whatever, sinus headaches. They called his suicide headaches. This is literally the diagnosis from children's. Imagine your child being told they're going to have suicide headaches. And so he literally got to the point where he told his mom and dad, I don't want to live like this anymore. Right. And it was just like heartbreaking to hear. At the same time, he's being put on ADHD medication because he can't focus in school. Why can't he focus in school? He doesn't have ADHD. He's got chronic headaches. And so he comes in. His parents had never, ever heard about subluxation before. I still have an email that they wrote to the principal of the school about how hopeful they were because they said, we found a max living chiropractor. And I'm going to get tears in my eyes. They said, we found a max living chiropractor. And he told us that he thinks the cause of Isaiah's problem is actually a condition called subluxation, and that we've never been told this before. And it was like a new answer. They'd been through all the clinical neurology. They've been through all this. Right. They wanted to put Botox injections in the base of Isaiah's skull and give him a known toxin, biological toxin, that would destroy his muscle tissue for the purpose of trying to get those muscles to calm down or relieve headaches. Like, that's pharmaceuticals. Right. And I'm not, like, again, I don't want to paint him as pure evil, but that is not helpful in this scenario for a kid who is less than 8 years old. They never remembered a trauma, which is interesting because weeks later they came back and they said, Dr. Ryan, we think we figured out what it was. 2 years ago, Isaiah went over the handlebars of his bicycle and he landed face first, but we'd kind of forgotten about that because he was okay. Well, that trauma caused a serious subluxation in his upper neck that didn't really start expressing itself as symptomatic until the body had changed and His physiology changed, his spine adapted, and all of a sudden this got so bad that 2 years later he develops migraines. And his migraines get so bad that he literally is every day now, like he's having cluster headaches when he wakes up, or tension headaches when he wakes up, all the way through the day. And then by the end of the day, through school, his tension headaches now are turning into migraines, and he's getting to the point where he's sick, he can't focus, et cetera. Talking about holding them back. So the biggest part of the story was the first adjustment he ever had. The first one, they left. And, you know, I'm adjusting patients, we're in the office. And I come out of an exam room, and here they are. They left like an hour ago. And they're back standing in front of the door. And I look up and I see them, and I'm like, no headache. And they both smile, and there's tears running down mom's face. And they had already called dad and told him. But what happened was, when they left, Isaiah said, his mom said, how do you feel? And he said, I don't know. She said, what do you mean you don't know? He goes, I don't know. I feel weird. She goes, explain that. And basically feeling weird was, it was the first time in years that he hadn't experienced having a headache. He had relief, not because we treated the headache, but because we corrected a subluxation. And so now Isaiah is in college. He goes to Heidelberg, and he's just an awesome athlete. He plays basketball at Heidelberg. Isaiah still comes in and gets adjusted. His whole family gets adjusted. Mom and dad get adjusted. Mom and dad and the family came off of so many medications together because they started healing, that we used to have a drug freedom jar in our office. And as a family, this jar was this big. It was a foot and a half tall, and it was probably 8 inches to 10 inches in diameter. And they filled up that whole jar by themselves. That's how many drugs they came off of. LaToya has no evidence of disease when it comes to her MS. And it's just been really amazing. So it's changed that entire family's life, but it started with headaches. And the medical answer was, put them on Botox, injectables, put them on Topamax, all these heavy drugs. Right. And the chiropractic answer was, let's find that vertebra that's out of place. Let's find that nerve that's being damaged, and let's correct that and get pressure off that nerve. And the body heals itself. And it did.
And it did. And that is the beautiful thing, to have the faith to know, the power to know that the greatest doctor in the world is inside of you, that your body can heal, that you were designed to heal, you were created to heal, you were built to heal, and that all of those things are possible. And every single patient that walks in our door, we believe in those possibilities. Yeah. We believe that they can heal. We believe that their body can do it. We believe that all we have to do is set that environment, set that tone for their body, that their body can heal and their body does the work. And that's why we don't treat or treat anything. That's why we don't heal. Chiropractors aren't magic headache healers. Yeah. We don't treat anything, but we go and we put that body in that perfect alignment. We've removed those subluxations. We watch the power of the body. We watch how amazing it is. And then it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So I got a little emotional this time around. You know, sometimes we have fun and it's fun, but this is a young kid who I've watched his whole life change. Yeah. And got a little emotional this week because that, like, the reason that we believe stories matter is because we believe people matter. And that every single person that we have the opportunity to work with, and we're one office in Cincinnati, Ohio. You guys are in your own Max Living offices, or if you want to find a Max Living office, it's really easy. Go to www.maxliving.com, click on find a doctor. But you can have an experience like this in a Max Living office too. And what I love is that we have hundreds of people come in every week, and they all have their own unique stories. And it's so amazing. So if you're suffering from headaches, the next step really is, we want you to check out our website. We have some amazing articles on headaches. Yeah. And the causes of them, but we're going to drop those in the notes for the show. So if you look at the description of the show and you go into the comments and notes, you're going to find the links to the articles for headaches. Now, here's the thing. We list off, like, can you take magnesium? Can you reduce, you know, different toxins? Yeah, absolutely. But I promise you, all of those do is, if you're subluxated, again, let's go back to this stress level chart, right? Yeah. If you have a chronic physical stress due to subluxation of your spine, and it's keeping that stress up to here, and here's where you're going to have a headache. This is the barrier. Those triggers are going to maybe move the needle here. But in reality, if we correct the cause and we get all that stress off your nervous system, eating a little bit more magnesium or avoiding noisy situations, there's no chance you're going to have a headache with those triggers. Triggers, I don't even like the term triggers. We should call them what they are. They're like the tip of the iceberg. There's whole underlying problems below the surface. And it's this like little bit of extra stress that kicks you into that, you know, poor physiological response. And the reality is, it's this big underlying problem called subluxation that's actually the cause. So if you want to really address headaches, then you need to get to the cause. You got to stop treating your headaches And you got to start addressing the cause of your headaches. Cause over condition every time. That's what we believe in with Max Living. So we're just excited to have you guys next week. We're going to be going through more stuff on
little detox, some cleanse of your mental health. We have some mental health topics. Those are always amazing. It's always good to dive into those and to see what we can do and how we can help.
Because spring's about to sprung, right? Like this whole spring is sprung thing. Like we're getting into like cleaning out, like let's clean out our bodies. Let's clean out the temple. It's springtime. It's detox time. And we're going to have some fun with this in the next couple episodes. So tune in to every week. And we're just glad to be here and glad to be with you guys. Thanks again. Thanks for watching Max Living Nation. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Max Living Podcast. For more health tips and tricks, be sure to follow us on our social media @MaxLivingOfficial on Instagram and @MaxLiving on Facebook.